Thursday mornings, we check in with Ivy Tech. Keith, who's on the phone with us this morning?
Chancellor Jenny Vaughn, thanks you for the weather you're providing for the O'Bannon Institute today.
You're absolutely welcome. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Really, truly appreciate this beautiful weather, the sunshine. Couldn't be better.
It's so nice right now. You can open the sunroof on Shreve Hall and let let the sun in.
Let me call Doug Maddock really quickly so we can make that happen.
The retractable roof. Not many people know about it. That's a joke. It's a joke. Save your cards and letters. But there is no joking. You have a tremendously busy morning, afternoon, and evening tonight. It's the O'Bannon Institute at Ivy Tech.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. I'm so excited. Today is such a wonderful, every year. It's our 15th anniversary, our 15th annual O'Bannon Institute Day of Service. And this year, just like all the rest in the past, amazing. We have an incredible keynote speaker that will join us on campus tonight, Michael Smirkanish, the broadcast program host, author, columnist. Really very excited to hear what he's got to say in today's political and other, you know, national things that are going on, climate in the country. And it's a sold-out event. We'll have over 300 guests with us. I want to just real quick shout out to our sponsors, the BEDC, Cook Group, the Hogan Group, IU Credit Union, Ivy Tech Foundation, One World Catering in Smithville. They are our platinum sponsors, people who support us every day and allow us to be able to bring somebody of the caliber of Michael Smirkanish on campus. We're thrilled and just cannot wait to get it going.
Now, Jenny, one of the things, and Mike, what's the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Not bad. Not as sunny, but good.
But that's okay.
Only a 20% chance of rain, Jenny. So as I like to say, that's an 80% chance it will not rain.
And so that's important, Jenny, because you will do 1,000 hours of volunteer time throughout South Central Indiana with Ivy Tech students and faculty and staff and people from the community coming together to make things better for a lot of people.
That's right. And we're super excited about this. Our day of service does kick off tomorrow morning with Judy O'Bannon, Indiana's treasurer, coming to campus and kicking it off, getting us excited about giving back to our community. So we'll have our award ceremony, our civic engagement award ceremony will be in the morning following Judy's charge. And then we'll all go out and volunteer in our community. To date, as of this moment, we have over 530 volunteers. That's faculty, staff. Those are friends in our community that are joining us from companies like Baxter, Duke Energy, German American Bank, the Chamber, so many different people, TASIS, Smithville, Old National Bank, the Monroe County School Corp. We've got so many people joining us, and actually we believe that we are going to reach over that 1,000 hours of volunteerism in our community tomorrow afternoon. We're very excited.
And some of these organizations and people are doing kind of their own projects. It's not all Ivy Tech related stuff. And
that's right.
It's more than just Bloomington, Jenny.
That's right. We are in Greene County. We're in Lawrence County. I want a huge thank you to the City of Bloomington Fire Department. We have some fire officials who will go to some of our projects that we've created, that they're every station in the city is going to beautify their own stations. And those hours will count because that's above and beyond. The men and women of the department will volunteer their time, you know, to get their gardens ready, to get the stations cleaned up and all of that. So they can do their own volunteer thing. You know, they can do their own event. They don't have to do what we have out there to offer.
Now, one of the things is at the Academy Awards and all the other stuff, you open the envelope and that's how you find out who the winners are. You're giving awards out tomorrow. You're the chancellor. Mm-hmm. Can you reveal any of the names right now?
I'm totally revealing them. We are giving 8 different awards. These are our Civic Engagement Awards. And so just if you could bear with me for just a minute, our Employee Excellence in Volunteerism goes to a faculty member, Christine Brandel. She works extensively in volunteering at IU Health Bloomington Hospice. Our Student Excellence in Volunteerism is Tiffany Pirtlebaugh, and she's a board member of the Indiana Recovery Alliance and continually promotes opioid recovery. We also have an Excellence in Service Learning Award that goes to a faculty member, Dr. Diana Nixon. She coordinates some coding that happens in our public schools free. Those are has her students out in our schools helping kids learn coding. We have the Janine C. Ray Humanitarian Award. This is a student who just went above and beyond and unfortunately passed away. And this award is going to Mackenzie Melvin, and she is just amazing, but with her emotional and support to fellow students, she gives back to Ivy Tech and gets students excited and to join us in some of our activities. We also give a couple of awards to community partners. So Regional Opportunities Initiative will receive the Community Organization Partner Award. Pygmalions, which is led by John Wilson, is being recognized for the Ivy Tech John Walden Center Community Partner Award. They were big time, helped us when the BAAC transitioned the Waldron to the college, and they were really a great help. We also have another community organization award. The Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship Community Partner Award will go to Bloomington SCORE, and they are helping us with guiding and partnering with us with entrepreneurs, startups, giving them free counseling along with our Cook Center. And finally, the John R. Weikart Civic Engagement Award, one of my favorites. It's going to Connie Ferguson to recognize her for her longtime support of Ivy Tech, working with not only the foundation but with us regionally at the campus. So those are our awards, 8 amazing different awards, and very excited about that. So that's hot off the presses.
Bunch of do-gooders doing good stuff. Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Busy times, Keith. Graduation's right around the corner. Right. My goodness. So you get through O'Bannon, and then all of a sudden you've got to just shift gears into wrapping up the semester. It's just right around the corner.
That's right. Actually, our graduation is Friday, May 11th. We'll have that at the IU Auditorium at 6 p.m. So we're a week behind IU.
Good to give you a week to catch up.
Last week. Yeah, that's right. We started a week later. This is kind of something new that the college has been doing. So we start after Martin Luther King. So we all get, we all have the same amount of hours in the classroom. But our graduation will be May 11th and our Honors Day, which will be, where we honor many of our excellent students in their different programs. So it's a great spring. The weather could have been better, but you know what? When you're inside the campus, with so much going on.
Yeah, maybe you get more done when it's snowing in April. Maybe you study a little
stay
harder.
Stay indoors. Stay on task. Stay on task.
Jenny, tomorrow when you kick off the day of volunteering, people in the community are kind of wondering, our people are going to be clad in special T-shirts. So if
That's
they look
right.
around, they'll
every
see
year.
Our people out there.
Identifying
right.
the do-gooders.
That's every year we create a new T-shirt. Our marketing staff do a great job with that. And so we have the O'Bannon logo and the hashtag 1,000 hours that we want people, Ivy Tech 1,000 hours, we want people to go out and show a picture of yourself with your T-shirt on and the work that you're doing and then post that so people can see that. But it's a lot of fun. We'll all be wearing them tomorrow.
Is there some place where people that aren't participating can go and see those pictures?
Well, I think you've stumped me on that one. I'll have to get the team to let me know, and we can share that later.
Because everyone's taking but there pictures.
I think you can, if you have a Twitter account or an Instagram account, I think you can go in and look at the hashtag and then find all the different pictures on a board. So it is Ivy Tech 1,000 hours is our hashtag.
Stick your hashtag on there, and what happens, you use it as a search, and you can see all the other pictures from everybody else that uses that hashtag, which brings them together. And then speaking of bringing together, Jenny, just to reiterate this, this is not a Ivy Tech-only volunteer.
Right.
You're just spearheading the organization of it.
That's right. That's right. And so, we are going into 24 different organizations to provide service, whether it's the Monroe County Library or Susie's Place here in Bloomington, places in Greene County and Lawrence County. We're going all over the place, and it's not just Ivy Techers. It's our friends, partners, colleagues across our communities that are helping us make that happen. We're all super excited, and the charge will happen tomorrow with Judy O'Bannon.
Now, Jenny, before I run in the Indianapolis mini marathon, the night before we carb up. We're going to go out and volunteer, and we need to carb up our people. You're going to do something like that tomorrow?
That's right. So tomorrow we'll have a little bit more than a continental breakfast, so maybe some eggs and things like that, some protein, so people can go out throughout the day and do their volunteering and be ready for that. So we will have that ready first thing in the morning.
And then the former First Lady of Indiana,
That's right.
Going to fire everybody up and give us reasons why we need to be out there doing this.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. And she's a blast. She's so much fun. She's such an inspiration.
Well, we know you have a busy morning. We know you have a busy afternoon. We know you have a busy tomorrow. We appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck with everything. Enjoy that weather volunteering and enjoy the big day of the O'Bannon Institute. Thank you, Chancellor. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for the time, and everybody have a great weekend.